Steph Warren, VA's chief information officer, is somewhat optimistic about the trajectory of cyber attacks against his agency after hitting a peak of 1 billion attempted malware intrusions in the month of March. The figure fell to half of that in May. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, VA is crediting better perimeter defenses and tighter controls on employees' access to suspicious websites.
The perimeter defenses are delivered primarily by the latest version of the Department of Homeland Security's Einstein program, known as 3A. VA was an early adopter, becoming the first large agency to implement Einstein 3A last year. The system still only covers about 20% of the government, but Stephen Warren, VA's acting CIO, says Einstein's true value only became apparent as other agencies began to join in within the last few months.
I mean, one of the things that we try very hard is to get in front of potential risks. It's one of the reasons why we have such a strong relationship with Homeland Security in terms of them covering our back, if you will, in terms of that perimeter. And really excited about more and more organizations turning that on, because we're stronger as a result of other agencies and other departments getting into the pool. Because what's happening now is, when we were the only department that was using this, it was only what we were seeing and only what our defenses were finding were updating the signatures. But as more and more organizations have become a part of the protection, a threat vector against anyone who's using the tool has resulted in protections coming online for everybody else. And so it's allowing us to improve quicker and also to be more aware of. So people probing on one part of the federal government now, as they are seen and as those protections come in on the classified and the unclassified side, the protections apply to us all. So we are getting a multiplier, if you will, as a result of more folks sharing and more teaming and partnerships taking place across the full federal government.
In March, the VA logged 1.19 billion attempted malware attacks that made it through the broader government's defenses and that the agency had to detect and defend on its own. By May, the latest month in which numbers are available, the number had fallen to 575 million. The 3A iteration of Einstein differs from previous versions in that it proactively blocks known malicious network traffic based on the signatures of threats that have been seen in any prior attempts to sneak malicious software into an agency system. Earlier versions also used signatures but simply warned network administrators that bits of traffic appeared to be suspicious, requiring human intervention in order to actually stop a given threat. At VA, Warren says the rate at which suspicious emails are making their way into VA systems also appears to be declining after the March peak that worried cybersecurity officials. In March, VA systems detected 81 million of those. In May, they detected 74 million.
What's really key on this is folks haven't been signing up to the program and starting to use it until the last couple of months. So the multiplier doesn't happen, right, unless more folks use it. And what we've seen is more and more folks have been using it, and also a natural tuning has been taking place as capabilities have been coming online. So it's basically been pushing down on a rising wave of threat because we've been able to collectively take advantage of what we've all been seeing. And so that's why we're seeing a tremendous increase. I think the piece that we're very cautious about is, and I think it's the same as a stockbroker will tell you, is performance in the past is not a predictor of performance in the future. So we closely monitor this. We're always looking at what's happening. But I'll tell you, we're not complacent about the fact that the number has come down, because the volume may have come down, but the persistence hasn't gone away, and the sophistication hasn't changed. And so this is probably knocking down the easy ones, which causes us to keep looking at the ones that aren't so easy. And what do we need to do to make sure we're getting in front of them and continue to stay in front of them?
The decline in malicious activity on VA's networks also coincides with the point in time when VA officials, worried about a rising tide of cyber attacks, decided to ramp up their restrictions on employees' ability to access certain websites. In March, VA began using an outside contractor to filter all of its users' requests to visit internet sites. That approach is essentially a whitelisting policy. VA users cannot visit any website unless it's been previously vetted and determined to be malware-free, part of a process called characterization.
And what you will see is organizations who have done that knock a tremendous amount of drive-by or click-by compromises, because those are the places where the majority of malware and bad actors sit, because nobody's looked at it. We don't actually let you go there, right? And if you want to go to an uncharacterized site because of mission, we basically put it at the top of the queue to be looked at and to be characterized, and again validated that it's not a malicious site, it's actually a site needed for mission.
VA, knowing that its networks are subject to attack, but there are different mission requirements within its $4 billion IT enterprise, decided 2 years ago to delegate decisions about whether to restrict employees' internet access to local leaders. Thus far, none of them has asked for a full cutting off of employee access to the public internet. But Warren says VA is examining further restrictions, and he laid out options for regional managers during a recent cyber summit.
We do monitoring at the desktop as folks click on a link or bring something down. Very active, proactive controls at the desktop, blocking things. And so what we're talking about now is what happens is we start locking those things out. And so there's an effort underway to not allow downloads. Again, everything short of saying, no, you can't check your personal webmail. But we will be getting to a decision point, and we continue to deal with this evolving threat to the federal government.
Warren emphasized, though, that those decisions were not his to make. Beginning on Monday, VA will have a new CIO and Acting Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology, Laverne Council. Warren says he will defer any policy decisions about internet blocking and plenty of other matters until she takes office and is sufficiently briefed. To that end, Warren says he also prepared VA's first comprehensive cybersecurity strategy before reverting to his day job, that of the chief operating officer of the department's vast IT apparatus.
It's something that we've had in multiple forms and multiple documents, and we thought it was important to basically pull it together into a single form. And we've talked about that, and it's been pieces I've discussed in hearings about its security while ensuring mission delivery. And so it's very, very important that we recognize that it's not just about locking everything down. It's how do you lock things down while continuing to do mission delivery. That's not just an IT thing. It is a cultural thing. It's making sure every single employee understands it's part of their job. And so we do a lot of work on the education front, because behaviors at home translate into practices at work and vice versa. So there's a lot of work that's been taking place, not just with the IT workforce, but also with the broader workforce to think about how do they do safe practices. And by sensitizing the workforce to good hygiene, it allows them to bring those practices into work, and it also allows them to take them home.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.